Riddle of the Great Beings, Chapter 2. In the end, only Kobold was willing to come along with Cretaceous and Tardok in search of the Red Star. Skidonia said it was crazy to go off on some wild rock steed chase so close to the date of the tournament, and Kiri was in a hurry to get back to Volcanus. Cretaceous suggested they take vehicles north, but Tardok vetoed that suggestion. "Vehicles can't go where we're going, even tracked ones," said Tardok. "Plus they make noise, and noise attracts bone hunters. No, we'll use sandstalkers." It took a certain amount of wheeling and dealing to borrow three of the beasts from an Iconox trader, especially since Tardok wouldn't say where they were going with them. But within a short time, the three Agori were mounted and ready to start their expedition. The shortest route would be to go east of the Dark Falls and then north toward the volcanic region above the Black Spike Mountains. But the presence of Skrull, Vorox, and Bonehunters up that way made it also the most dangerous. So Tardok led the small party northwest, past the village of Tassara and Elbow Peak, and into the White Quartz Mountains. Kobold, being a native of Iconox, knew this region fairly well. There were paths that traders took through the peaks in search of anything of value they could sell. It was cold here, even worse than the desert by night. More than once, the Sandstalkers almost lost their footing on the smooth face of the crystalline rock. Although it made all three Agori nervous, they had to travel by day. It would be too easy to stray off the path in the dark and possibly tumble right off a cliff. After 2 days, they had moved far enough north that they were in completely unfamiliar territory. Whatever creatures lived in this region would never have been in the desert to the south, since they obviously thrived on cold. Cretaceous was on constant alert. That was why he was the first to notice that they were being stalked. "Should we stop?" asked Tardok. "No," snapped Cretaceous. "That's the worst thing we can do. We need to go faster. Maybe we can lose them." Tardok doubted it. He had spotted one of their pursuers. It looked a little like one of the wasteland wolves that live in the desert. Their paws had evolved to be able to traverse across the loosest sand, and they were highly effective trackers. But, Tardok reminded himself, though it looked like one, their stalker wasn't one of those creatures. For one thing, this beast was half made of metal. Tardok had never seen anything like it. "How many?" asked Kobold. "More than one," answered Cretaceous. "Six or eight, maybe. They're hard to spot." Tardok wasn't sure how anything could move through the White Quartz Mountains unseen like this. As the day wore on, that became the least of his worries. No matter how fast the party moved, the wolves kept on their trail. No matter what trick they tried to evade pursuit, sending one Sandstalker off in another direction, doubling back on their own trail, even leaving some of the precious supply of food on the trail to distract the pack, the wolves kept coming. "What are those things?" Tardok asked for the third time. Now they had to ride through the night, like it or not. Kobold shared Tardok's mount, and Cretaceous led the way. Although it probably wouldn't matter anyway, Cretaceous refused to light a torch, fearing the wolves would see the light. Tardok argued that they were probably tracking by scent, but it did no good. They wound up on a narrow, winding trail. On the right side was the face of the mountain. On the left, a sheer drop into darkness. The good news was that there was no place for the wolves to hide here. They would have to follow the trail as well, or give up, it seemed. The bad news was that even the Sandstalkers were having a hard time finding their footing. One slip, and someone wouldn't be coming back from this trip. Moving as quickly as they dared, the three Agori made their way down the trail. Once, the mount carrying Kobold and Tardok stumbled, and one pack of tools fell off and into the abyss. The sound of it striking bottom never came. Kobold looked back. In the bright light of the moons, he could see no sign of their pursuers. "I think we lost them. Do you think we lost them?" Tardok glanced over his shoulder. He didn't see anything either, but said, "No, I don't think we lost them." "Neither do I," agreed Kobold. The trail began to widen, becoming more of a plateau. Dawn was breaking, the first rays of light reflecting off the quartz peaks. Cretaceous reined his Sandstalker to a stop, and Tardok did the same. They looked behind. There was no sign of the half-dozen fur and metal-covered wolves that had been following them. "Maybe they didn't make it across the trail," said Cretaceous, "or they found easier prey. Either way, I'm glad they're gone." "There's one other possibility," suggested Tardok. "They stopped following because they knew they didn't need to anymore." Cretaceous turned at the sound of a low growl, a hollow metallic sound that echoed throughout the mountains. Lined up on a ridge ahead were not six of the wolves, but 60. They had evaded a hunting pack, only to ride right into the den. To be continued.